We need the word. We really do. Really important. So I'm sharing with him the kingdom, and I'm sharing with him truth, and he's like, huh, yeah. And he goes, well, he goes, I'll tell you what. He goes, if you pray for me and this works, you know. I said, what do you mean this works? I said, I'm going to pray for you and this thing's going to leave because Jesus is Lord and he loves you. I said, it's not about if. It's about when we pray, it's going to leave. I think I heard that in the word before. Whatever you ask when you pray. Isn't that what he said? You shall have what you ask for. That's what he said. So I'm sharing with him, and he's like, it's like, okay, so we prayed, and it left. 2 years of chronic pain out the door. And he's like freaked out. And I told him before we prayed, I said, when we pray and this happens, we give glory to Jesus. And he said, all right, thank you, Jesus. An atheist, a non-believer, because he's been crushed. And I shared some things in his life that I was just hearing about where he is in his life and what's happening. Because sometimes we get our eyes so fixed and focused on how the world's going and how we're doing in the world that we think that's God's love. No, that's not. That's your circumstances. And since when did your circumstances become dominant to the word of God? But we allow it to be that way. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus came to give us life. So if you're getting destroyed, first of all, we're destroyed for lack of what we don't understand. We're destroyed for lack of knowledge. So what we don't know is killing us in the world. Jesus wants us to be filled with the knowledge of him, the fullness of God. He wants to fill us with that. But we spend all different times doing other stuff, but we need to sow into our spirit man. It says if you sow to your carnal nature, you're of your flesh reap corruption. But if you sow to your spirit, there's life.